could it be a major evangelical Christian organization known worldwide is about to endorse same-sex marriage?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Talk about time for a revolution. Talk about time for revolutionary radical change through the gospel. That time is now. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us on The Line of Fire. I am absolutely delighted to be with you, to have this opportunity to talk, to stir your own hearts, to raise vision, and hopefully to turn our hearts to God in a fresh new way so that He can use you and me to bring about change. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. Sometimes Mondays here in The Line of Fire are kind of a media Monday. So much has happened in the news that we catch up on, not just to report the news, but to give you a kingdom perspective and to encourage you as to how you can make a difference in this world. Why else are we here? Come on, if the goal was just to go to heaven and that was everything, then when we get baptized, we should just go to heaven. That's it. I mean, we get baptized. You get baptized as an adult believer, and you get dunked, and they just keep you under, and then just go to be with the Lord. Okay, I'm being facetious, but no, we're here to grow in the Lord. We're here with the one opportunity to make an impact, to win the lost, to shine for Jesus, to grow in faith, to stand for righteousness. This is our opportunity. There won't be poor people to feed in heaven. There won't be lost people to reach in heaven. There won't be bound people to deliver in heaven. There won't be faith tests with an invisible God in heaven. This is the opportunity to grow and to make a difference. Now, there is some very major news in the third segment today, so that should be beginning around 2:18, 2:19 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to share some reports that I have heard from reliable sources that will greatly distress you. May not surprise you totally, just given the state of so much of the body today and the degree of compromise. But I believe it will grieve you deeply. It may shock many of you and will give you practical steps that you can take. So that'll be coming a little later in the broadcast. Also, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Bill Donahue, who is the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. He did something very interesting recently to test the waters of tolerance, to test the waters of acceptance and diversity, and you'll be interested to hear what happened to him. Also, if you have not heard this shocking news, and it's going to be out all over the place, if you haven't heard it already, I had numerous people post it on the Ask Dr. Brown Facebook page. And it's headline news, number one headline on Drudge Report, which is a massively used and read website. But according to this, oh, God help us, the remains of more than 15,000 babies, this is reported by The Telegraph in the UK, the remains of more than 15,000 aborted babies were incinerated as, quote, clinical waste by hospitals in Britain, with some used in waste to energy plants. The headline says, aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. This is a report from today. The bodies of thousands of aborted and miscarried babies were incinerated as clinical waste, with some even used to heat hospitals, an investigation has found. God help us. God help England. God help the human race. We need a Jesus revolution.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you again. Some very major news I will be breaking about 10 minutes from now concerning massive compromise being reported in a major evangelical Christian organization known worldwide. Again, I'll be talking to you about that in a few minutes. Something caught my eye a few days back. I saw that Bill Donahue, who, by the way, holds a PhD from New York University, my alma mater as well, but his is in sociology, I believe. He is the president of the Catholic League, which is the largest Catholic civil rights organization in the world. I noticed that he applied for the right to have a banner in a gay pride event celebrating being straight. Dr. Donahue, welcome back to the Line of Fire broadcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. How are you doing?
Doing very, very well. So what happened? First, what prompted this? Was it in the aftermath of St. Patrick's Day parade controversy? And then tell us what happened with your proposal.
Sure. You're exactly right, Mike, that it was in reaction to what happened in St. Patrick's Day Parade. Since 1762, the St. Patrick's Day Parade has had one mission, to honor St. Patrick. That's it. He happens to be the patron saint of the Archdiocese of New York, and it begins with the church service in the morning and the like. So it's part ethnic, Irish, part Catholic, religious. And no one, of course, is required to march. Now, they have over 200,000 people marching it. Gays are no more discriminated against and barred from marching, as I've mentioned, any more than pro-life Christians would be. We don't say if you're pro-life, you can't march. But what you can't do if you're pro-life, and I am proudly pro-life, you cannot march under your own banner. That's not the day to register your feelings on abortion. You cannot march under your own banner as a gay rights organization. If you're gay and you just want to blend in like everybody else, that's fine. The St. Patrick's Day Parade has rules. Gay activists don't like the rules, which is why in Boston and New York they sued in 1995. It went before the United States Supreme Court. Can a private parade determine its own rules for participation? The answer was 9-0. It was a First Amendment right to freedom of assembly. And what Justice Souter was saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, is that if we allowed people to come into a parade whose message was to veto the message of the parade, then it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. There's no freedom of speech involved here. So right. If you want your own parade, you know, get your own group, which the gays do. Now, I wanted to see, because I was called intolerant and everything else, because I'm defending the St. Patrick's Day Parade and having their own strictures, so I wanted to see just how tolerant they might be of me. I wanted to test their limits. My theory was every parade has its own set of rules, house rules, if you will. They may differ, but they all have them. So I asked if I could come in with a group straight is great. They're a bit taken back. All of a sudden, some people in the gay community started putting some conditions on me, but it wasn't them, wasn't the organizers. They did say I had to go to a gay training session, or what they called an information session. So that set me up. I said, no, I don't agree with your rule. So I'm not going to cooperate with that. They wrote back and they said it was mandatory. That was their word. And that was the final straw. I said, well, isn't this interesting? You can keep your parade. I have no intentions of marching in it, but I want to make this point. Just as the St. Patrick's Day Parade has mandatory rules for observance, so do you. And if you don't like it, then you just get your own parade or march someplace else. I wanted to make that principal point and drive it home to them.
Now you had proposed the Straight is Great banner. Did they have an issue with that?
Well, it's kind of interesting. A lot of gays did, and they started putting conditions on me. The people who were running it, they didn't say that they did have a problem with that. Let me tell you something. I got overwhelmed with people last week saying we want in, from Jewish guys like Steve Malzberg over at the Newsmax on the Internet TV program, to Catholics, to Protestants, all kinds of people said we want to come in. Pro-lifers said we want to come in. The people who want to say marriage is between a man and a woman. I said, I want to make up my own T-shirts. They'd be getting nervous with that. But when they insisted that I had to go to one of their mandatory sessions, And I said, wow, you guys have rules too. Isn't that stunning?
So why is it that it's okay to celebrate gay is good and so on? I understand that the mindset that this has been an oppressed minority and now it's getting its freedom, etc. But why is it okay to celebrate it? And you know, as a New Yorker, that the gay pride parades often feature some of the worst elements of the homosexual community, some of the more extreme sexual displays and so on. At least that's been historic in the major parades. Why is that okay? And an athlete comes out like Jason Collins or Michael Sam and says, I'm gay, I'm attracted to the same sex. We celebrate that. The president calls and congratulates the person. But if you want to say straight is great, that somehow that's being, there's something wrong with that or something bigoted with that. Where's the logic behind this?
Well, two parts to what you said. And as far as the first part you're saying, you're absolutely correct. I have proof that maybe you don't have. Not too many people have it. I have proof of men and women going naked in the streets in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral the last Sunday in June of 1994. That was the 25th anniversary of Stonewall. I knew there was going to be a problem. I hired a professional photographer, and I have other things which I don't even want to get on to discuss to your listeners. I have other pictures of other things that were done that day, and as well as satanic dances and the like. I don't make this up. I have the pictures, and I showed it to Mayor Giuliani's people in New York City. I said, you're going to have violence if this continues. I don't want violence. So that's the first point. And by the way, the Heritage Pride Parade in New York City, which is the last Sunday in June, if anybody thinks I'm making this up, you just go onto their own website, Heritage of Pride. Click into their rules. You'll find out they have a requirement. It says you cannot go nude. The police will have the right to arrest you if you go naked from the waist down. Now, the Irish march, the Italians march, the Jews, the Puerto Ricans, the blacks, everybody in New York has their march. There's only one group which advises you that you really should keep your pants on when you march. And the second part of what you were saying is, I don't understand it, quite frankly, and even though I'm a sociologist, it is stunning to me how it has become chic. You work in Wall Street, you work in a lot of these major corporate places, it's become the hot ticket item. You cannot go to a Park Avenue dinner. I'm sure it's true in Georgetown and in Hollywood, Madison, Wisconsin, Ann Arbor, Chicago, Hyde Park, all the trendy elite places. You've got to sign on to the gay agenda. Anything they want, it's automatic. It's considered to be the most chic cause of the day. And a lot of it, as you well know, is driven as against the Judeo-Christian ethos upon which this country was founded.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mindset shift really is mind-boggling. Again, to the point that to say straight is great and to celebrate heterosexuality and male-female marriage as God intended it is somehow considered to be bigoted. Let me ask you one last question while we have you on. As a Catholic, you, more than most people I know, would be acutely aware of and following the Pope's comments. So when pro-abortion groups are thanking him, obviously they don't understand where he's coming from, where people think that the Pope can just make an offhand comment, say, about homosexuality that gets misunderstood, but then that somehow he's changing Catholic Church doctrine. First, does the Pope have the power to do that, to just make a comment to the media and that changes church doctrine? And two, what's your take on Pope Francis?
Well, the people who are really creating the problem here are left-wing Catholics. They're the ones who have one foot out the door. In many cases, they've left, and now they're trying to get back in. They are misrepresenting, and I would say willfully, what the Pope said. There's a fellow by the name of Neil O'Dowd who runs Irish Central. I've written to him several times. The Pope wasn't talking about the gay lifestyle. He wasn't talking about homosexuality. O'Dowd says he was talking about the lifestyle. What he said, and everybody chopped off the last part and said, who am I to judge? It's all one sentence. If a person is gay and he searches for the Lord and he has goodwill, who am I to judge? That's profoundly different from justifying homosexuality, never minding the gay lifestyle. They're trying to put words into the Pope's mouth and then telling me and others like me that I ought to get on board. No, I'm the one who's on board. These are the people who left the ship a long time ago, and there's a real problem within the Catholic Church on this.
So does the Pope then have the power, for those who are not Catholic, to just decide he's going to make a statement to the media, and now he can just redefine church doctrine?
No, of course not. He doesn't have that authority. Look, there are certain things which the Catholic Church regards as a discipline, a man-made rule. One would be celibacy. Can the Catholic Church change on that? Yes. Even he doesn't have the authority on his own. He'd do that in consultation with the other bishops in what's called the magisterium, the teaching body of the Catholic Church. But anything that Jesus has said, so example, Jesus did not choose woman as his apostles. He didn't choose his own mother. That the Pope does not have the authority to change that, and it's not going to change. Never mind abortion, same-sex marriage, and the like.
Got it. Dr. Bill Donahue, Catholic League of America, thanks again, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
All right.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My friends, I have some very important and distressing news to break to you. As far as I know, this is the first time this is being reported to the media. I understand it should be confirmed by Christianity Today. As of tomorrow, Tuesday, March 25th, everything I'm about to share with you is based on anonymous sources. I cannot disclose their identity. I cannot verify this except to say that the sources are very, very reliable. Michael Brown, welcome to the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Before I get into this, I want to urge you to hear everything that I have to say in the next few minutes, all right? Because this does affect a lot of people. This is as reported to me by reliable sources whose names I cannot mention. 2 weeks ago, I received an email informing me that someone working with World Vision, one of the largest charitable organizations in America, giving over $1 billion away or using a budget of well over $1 billion for compassionate outreach around the world, feeding the poor, the hungry, which it is doing, with somewhere about 40,000 employees, that they announced via conference call to their employees that they were going to be changing their marriage policy to say that they now accepted two men or two women as a married couple. And they were not going to announce this publicly and just inform their donors about this. This is what was reported to me. World Vision. Yes, World Vision. Now, I had read a report June 25th, 2013, about Richard Stearns, who has helped lead World Vision to tremendous effectiveness and growth. And obviously, World Vision is working tirelessly to help some of the most helpless people in the world. I will say World Vision has been on the wrong side of the Israel-Palestine conflict for years now. Changed its pro-Israel position, I believe, back in 1982 after Israel's invasion of Lebanon, will constantly speak out on behalf of Palestinian activist information that is against Israel. So that's concerned me for some years, and I may get back to that later. And that's made me wonder where they are going. But at a recent gathering, this is report June 25th, 2013, from Eric Tietzel, Why I Fight Against Same-Sex Marriage. Richard Stearns, who is the leader of World Vision, said at a gathering in Los Angeles, no one ever died of gay marriage. Quote, no one ever died of gay marriage. So in other words, this is not going to be a big issue. And if you redefine it, if you say that two men can marry or two women can marry, and then give employee benefits to married couples, we're talking within World Vision, okay? Within World Vision, one of the most preeminent charitable organizations in the world, one of the most preeminent Christian charitable organizations in the world. Many of you have supported World Vision for years. They said that they are going to change their policy. They've said talking about gay issues never saved a child in hunger. There was somewhat of a coming out for gay executives in the organization. This is during a conference call, again, reported to me by anonymous sources. As many of the evangelicals within the organization began to ask tough questions, began to raise issues in terms of standing. This is a Christian organization. This is a biblically based organization. This is an organization doing what it's doing, one, out of obedience to God, the word of God, the command to help the poor and the needy, and two, and these things go hand in hand, they are one, out of compassion, out of having the heart of God for hurting world, feeding the poor, caring for the starving, the hungry, especially the children. This is one of the clearest mandates anywhere in Scripture and something that all of us should agree on. And yet, as a Christian organization with evangelical roots, they are now redefining marriage. Now, initially, the reports, again, as I have received them from anonymous sources, was, well, state of Washington laws have changed, and therefore we're just in harmony with the state of Washington. Well, state of Washington did not come to World Vision and say, as they're based in Seattle, you must change your laws here. You must change. No, that had not happened. But according to the most recent reports from last Friday, that they are changing their laws. So they're telling a homosexual man, you've got a live-in lover. Well, if you'll get married to that man, then you can get your benefits. That, quote, it's the right thing to do. The right thing to do. It's the right thing to redefine marriage. It's the right thing to say a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman. I guess in the name of Jesus, it's the right thing to do. This is, if true, and I have no reason to doubt these reports. I have details of what happened with the conference calls and so on and so forth. Remember, they've got tens of thousands of employees, so different ones have been hearing this and involved with this. This should be reported as early as tomorrow by Christianity Today. We are preempting that with this announcement. If you are currently giving to World Vision, I encourage you first to contact them and to say, is this true? Are you saying that you are redefining marriage, that a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman? That's first thing. Is that true? If they tell you it is true, then I encourage you to keep giving until you find another organization that will do the same thing so that you can give them your money. Don't withhold your money from a starving child. God forbid. Don't withhold your money from a needy family. God forbid. But as soon as you can find another organization that is doing the same work or similar work, I encourage you to transfer your money over there. We have just posted on our Facebook page and on our Line of Fire page a blog that lists four of the top Christian compassion organizations. World Vision is one of them, but there's also Compassion International. There is also Food for the Hungry. There is also Samaritan's Purse, the latter run by Franklin Graham. Once World Vision confirms these things to you, then I urge you to change where your support goes. Friends, your gift of any size today as you stand with us on the front lines of Jesus' revolution, I want to put in your hands my book, Revolution. It's the Jesus call to change the world. It'll stir you. And with that beautifully printed 10 commitments of a Jesus revolution, step to step, which you can do. So it's yours for your generous gift of any size. Call right now. Stand with us. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Let's make a difference together, friends.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the line of fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Question for you, my listeners. According to the report that I just broke this news on the air, that World Vision has decided to change its internal policy with a budget of over $1 billion for humanitarian relief worldwide, and with somewhere around 40,000 employees, it has now changed its policy according to anonymous inside reports we have received. We've been told Christianity Today will announce that tomorrow. Does that affect you? If you are currently giving to World Vision, will you look for another organization to give to now that they are redefining marriage and saying that marriage, in God's sight, marriage, the right thing to recognize is that two men can marry or two women can marry? This is World Vision, friends. This is not the Human Rights Campaign or some other gay activist organization. This is not some secular fundraising organization. This is not some hospital charity raising money for cancer research. We're talking about a Christian organization. Will this affect you? If you're giving to them, will you continue to give to them, or will you look for other organizations and ministries doing similar work? Again, let me urge you not to stop supporting the poor, not to stop giving to those in need through World Vision until you find another organization. And by God's grace, there are quite a few that are doing similar works. Or perhaps your own local church is involved, or you know other ministries that are involved. Many of our missionaries on the field through Fire International, grads from our school, are doing all types of humanitarian work, and funds can be given to them to help meet the needs of orphans, to help meet the needs of starving babies, to help rescue people from human trafficking. But if you are giving to them, or if you were thinking of giving, would you now give to a Christian organization? Not only wrong on the Israel issue, and with a bias towards Palestinian suffering and almost looking the other way when it comes to Israeli suffering, and a very skewed reporting of the events in the Middle East, would you give to an organization like that? Or would you say, no way, this is supposed to be a Christian organization, and they're saying that two men or two women can marry, something that's unacceptable and abominable in God's sight, no matter how loving and caring that couple may be? No way would I do this. Or would you say, hey, it doesn't matter, still going to the poor, still, you know, I can't worry about that. It's still going to the poor, it's still going to the hurting, it's still going to the starving. 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, when I spoke with Bill Donahue from the Catholic League of America and asked him about the current Pope, and he said the Pope is being misrepresented, you may have heard these comments from a few days ago. Pope Francis made his strongest attack to date on the mafia, telling organized crime bosses they will end up in hell if they do not convert and give up their lives of bloodstained money and bloodstained power. In an echo of John Paul, and this I'm reading from an article in The Guardian, reporting Lizzie Davies reporting from Rome. Let's see. In an echo of John Paul II's appeal, the mafia dons to renounce their culture of death, the Argentinian urged mafiosi to stop doing evil as he held an unprecedented meeting with hundreds of victims of relatives in Rome. Quote, I feel that I cannot conclude without saying a word to the protagonists who are absent today, the men and women mafiosi, he said quietly but forcefully. Please change your lives. Convert yourselves. Stop doing evil. So he met with victims of the mafia and then addressed mafia leaders. He said, there's still time to avoid ending up in hell. That is what is waiting for you if you continue on this path. You've had a father and a mother. Think of them. Cry a little. And convert. Back with your calls about World Vision. Some quotes from Vice President Joe Biden.
Fire we want, for fire we please.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, it's overused, but Harvey Milk said, hope will never be silent. And you have never, never been silent, nor have you ever lost hope. It's been a long struggle. And recently there's been some real progress. But there's so much left to do. And because of what all of you have done, my granddaughter is going to grow up in a better country, a more just country, and a more fair country.
Ah, well, if that was the case, if saying that two men could marry or two women could marry, or saying that, oh, on and on and on, saying that, if a boy wants to use a girl's bathroom because he identifies as a girl, and all the other changes we've had, you can identify yourself with 50 different types of gender on Facebook. If that was all positive and good, well, then it would be a better America. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, it's contrary to what God intended. Obviously, it's contrary to natural order and design. And we are quickly reaping the whirlwind, having sowed the wind, to use a biblical expression. 866-34-TRUTH. If you missed the news a few moments ago, I shared with you that according to reliable anonymous reports that I have received, World Vision has changed its internal policy with over roughly 40,000 employees and a budget of more than $1 billion and says now that their employees, they will recognize two men as married, two women as married. Yes, and this will now be the culture of the organization. According to reports I received, initially they weren't going to announce this loud and clearly to donors, just make the change. And then it was, well, we're doing this because this is, you know, Washington State, you know, law and so on. And then the most recent reports, again, these are anonymous reports that I have received, then said that the issue is it's the right thing to do, and therefore they are doing it. Friends, I haven't been sounding the alarm for no reason. I haven't been telling you this was coming because I've got nothing else to do or because I'm a pessimist. No, I'm confident that God is at work and that God is going to continue to move and pour out his grace in the midst of those who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, that we're going to see massive repentance and massive harvest and massive transformation in the coming years. And that it could well be that when the Church of America loses some of its freedoms and maybe tax-exempt status and recognizes that gay activism is, in fact, the principal threat to freedom of religion, speech, and conscience, that we will have awakening. This could be what it takes. But this is nothing to trivialize. This is massive, massive news. 866-34-TRUTH. So if you are someone who supports World Vision, let me say again, contact them immediately and ask them, is this true? Are they now endorsing homosexual marriage? Are they now redefining marriage? Ask them plainly. Then let them know that if they do this, that you will take your money and give it to another organization. Now, don't stop giving until you find other organizations, but we've posted it on Facebook, Line of Fire. There are plenty of fine Christian humanitarian organizations, and you can support hungry, dying, starving children. You can support the poor. You can really help with humanitarian work, which we as believers should all be actively involved with. It's the heart of God, obviously, and it should be our heart as well. And there's quite a biblical mandate to care for the poor. It's a major thing that our fire grads are doing around the world. In fact, they're doing that 10 times more or 100 times more than they're combating gay activism in terms of their emphasis and burden, what they're involved with. But as soon as you find another organization to whom you can give, you can do that directly through Fire International. A lot of dime goes in my pocket or to a radio show, but you can go to fire-international.org. It's a smaller organization. But there are fine, larger ones, Samaritan's Purse and Compassion International and Food for the Hungry. They're doing a great job. But how do you feel about this? 866-34-TRUTH. I'm about to go to the phones, but very, very important announcement. Very important announcement. If you're listening to me on radio right now, please take a moment and go to my website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, and click on latest blog. Please take a moment to do that, because we have to prune back on several of our stations. We will be getting off the air in a number of cities, hopefully only temporarily, but we simply do not have sufficient listener support, and we do not have the power of continuing to try to underwrite the radio bills. We are listener supported. You may be listening right now, and it's a one-hour program, but come next Monday, you're only going to get the first half hour, which means you also need to stand with us, get behind us so we can get back on as quickly as possible. And the goal is to expand to many, many more stations. Also, you want to know how you can listen online or how you can listen driving in your car on your cell phone so that you still don't have to miss a moment of the broadcast. But this is going to be starting next Monday, the 31st, all right, that we will be getting off the air in certain locations and cutting back from an hour to a half hour in others. So please go to AskDrBrown.org, click on latest blog for more information about that. All right, let's go to Ruth in Manhattan. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Good, I'm shocked. I supported two beautiful young girls in with World Vision, and I am really, really shocked. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. From everything you understand, you're working with a Christian organization, correct?
That's what I thought, yes.
Yeah, well, obviously Christian in certain ways, but compromising on major, major issues in other ways. So, Ruth, I want to encourage you to contact them. If they deny it, it could be that the people you speak with don't know yet, mm-hmm. or they've just been told to deny it, but this should be reported as early as tomorrow through other media outlets. Mm-hmm. And then I'd encourage you to find other outlets for your funds. Obviously, if you're devoted to those girls that you're supporting, then use wisdom with that. You don't want to pull your support from those individual kids. Mm-hmm. But just want you to know that there are plenty of organizations that will use your money to touch hurting kids, dying kids, starving kids. Yes, so may the Lord bring a wake-up call to World Vision.
Yes, I'm sure American First is one that's not going to change. That's true.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Let me say this again. Our priority is caring for the poor. Our priority is not allowing World Vision's wrong decision. If everything I have reported, and by the way, it's details of calls, details of discussions, details from people on the inside. So I just can't divulge sources. And let someone from World Vision come on and deny this. Let someone from World Vision come on and say it's being misrepresented. And Richard Stearns, I do appreciate so much good that you've done on so many fronts. I would challenge where you stand on Israel and the Palestinians, and I would absolutely tell you you're doing the wrong thing, and long term it will be seen to be the wrong thing in the sight of God, in the sight of man, by redefining marriage, especially if you think it's, quote, the right thing to do. This whole notion that no starving child was ever helped by talking about gay marriage, well, you could make that argument on 1,000 different fronts. You know, you could say if we have a no divorce policy for our employees, or a liberal divorce policy for our employees, or if we have a no alcohol policy for our employees, or if we have a liberal alcohol policy for our employees, how is that going to affect a starving child in another part of the world? Well, on the one hand, it doesn't. On the other hand, of course it does. If you are seeking to be an organization that glorifies the Lord, if you are seeking to be an organization that is standing up for principles of the gospel, if you are seeking to be a visible hand for the people of God, reaching out to the suffering and the poor, an earthly manifestation of Jesus, well, then everything matters. Then ethics matter. Then family matters. And personal purity matters. If God forbid, your executives, a lot of them were crack addicts, but they still did their work well. Again, God forbid that that's the case. Would that affect a starving child if they still did their... Well, you know, how far are we going to go with these arguments? This is of severe import and tremendous, tremendous consequence. By the way, we continue to get backlash of different kinds from my trip to Peru. And certainly this was expected. This is no surprise, from Facebook comments and tweets. And then what we've been told, reports from the media trying to blast me or claiming that I was, quote, the chief architect of the Uganda anti-homosexuality bill. Well, in point of fact, never been to Uganda, have no connection to it. They're confusing me with someone else. And even that is an exaggeration about the other person. But, the allegations, different gay activist websites reporting this, and I'm going around the world to promote homophobia. No, we're just telling people, when you normalize homosexuality and redefine marriage, there are consequences. There's a domino effect. It's the truth. Back with your calls.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Once more, friends, breaking news that, as far as I know, we are the first ones to report. I've waited on this for about 2 weeks now. I've waited to get more information from internal reliable sources, but terribly grieved to announce that World Vision, one of the largest, finest Christian humanitarian organizations in the world with over $1 billion budget, doing tremendous good about the world, although, to repeat, definitely on the wrong side of the Israel-Palestinian conflict in many, many ways. Maybe I'll get into that later today. Maybe on Thoroughly Jewish Thursday I will. But according to anonymous sources, they have redefined marriage, and now for their 40,000 employees, they are saying that two men or two women can marry and will be recognized as couples, and it's the right thing to do. It's supposed to be announced tomorrow. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm now posting this on Facebook, Twitter as well. Let World Vision come forth and tell us this is not true if it is not. 866-34-TRUTH. John in Brooklyn, New York, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my output on this is it's not all people that say they're Christian, they're Christian. Some people just bear the name. For Christian is a follower of Christ and a doer of things that is truth. So, therefore, whenever you see country falling in sin, you know that they're bound for destruction from God. So we who are serving God the right way, a follower of Christ, we just got to pray for those who are not.
Yeah, John, it's one thing in terms of people who don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord. It's expected that sinners will sin. It's expected that ungodly people will do ungodly things. That's just expected. That's the norm. We call them to repentance. We offer them salvation through the gospel. I wrote an article. You can read it by going to AskDrBrown.org, clicking on latest article. It's called Why I Reject the Contemporary. It's All About Me Gospel. So I understand lost sinners will sin and are under judgment and the wrath of God. So we call them to repentance and offer them free grace and mercy through the cross. But John, as you know, the great concern is when people say that they're Christian. And we expect Christians to act like Christians. We expect Christian organizations to act in a Christian way. So, John, absolutely, let us pray for repentance of World Vision. This announcement will be circulating enough through the radio show and through social media. Again, we have been told that this will be announced by Christianity Today tomorrow, but I'm publicly saying a World Vision through this radio broadcast, which by God's grace is heard widely, and through our social media outlets, which can touch several million people in a matter of hours, that World Vision needs to repent and turn back to God and the Word if you want His blessing, if you want to honor Him, if you want your company blessed. You may prosper in many ways, but you won't have the blessing of God if you redefine marriage. And of course, God cares about the poor and the needy. Absolutely, and I commend World Vision for all the good it's done in that respect. And all of us as believers need to be standing together to help a suffering and hurting world. That being said, let me say this as plainly as I can. There are other organizations doing extraordinary good, other Christian organizations, and you can give them your money without compromising. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Janine in Katy, Texas. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Oh, I am. I'm so angry. I'm in tears, and not you, but we have supported World Vision for probably 15 years, and they even asked us to go to one of their conferences around here in the Houston area and help at their table. And to hear this, I am so grieved. And I've already called them. I've confronted them. It's true. And we will be given to Franklin Graham's ministry from here on out, and they'll probably get more money because of it.
Yeah, so
I just, this is going to happen in the churches. This is,
of course it is. It's,
oh
it's going to be the great dividing line. It's going to be the great area of compromise. Now, when you confronted them, did they reply to you?
They just said that that as far as that they were had to comply to federal laws, as like. But you're a Christian ministry.
Right, and, right. The first thing is for them to simply say, so they're not denying it. That's the first thing. So let them challenge it, like Hobby Lobby is challenging things regarding abortion and so on and Obamacare. Let them challenge it. The church around America would stand with them. That's number one. Number two, according to the reports I have, they are saying internally they're doing it because it is the right thing to do. So absolutely, Samaritan's Purse, a very worthy organization to give to, and you can channel your funds in that direction. Janine, thank you for the call. All right, friends, stay right there. I want to get to your calls, okay? But please stay right there, and I'll get to your calls shortly on the other side of the break. Write to World Vision. Email them. Call them. Write letters to them. Do it in a way that someone could read your letter on national media and you wouldn't be embarrassed to have your name associated with it. In other words, write as a Christian, write in that spirit. But just let them know that in good conscience, if they are redefining marriage, that you can no longer give to them and will give your money. Don't stop giving. Please, this is important. We're talking about poor, needy kids. That you will give your money to other organizations. Again, we listed them. We have posted it on Facebook, but Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Hungry, Compassion International, and Matt, we'll double check to make sure, just for conscience sake, that none of these organizations have changed their policy in terms of redefining marriage. Worldvision.org/contact-us. Worldvision.org/contact.us. Let them know how you feel. They are not denying this report now. Also, you can call World Vision at 888-511-6443. Matt, put all that up on social media, all right? 888-511-6443. And friends, would you stand with us? Would you stand with us as we lift our voice? You know how much opposition we get for this? You know how many people don't want to hear this? You know how many people shut you out because of this? So be it. It's for the gospel, but we need your help. I want to put in your hands my book, Revolution. It's the Jesus call to change the world. One of the most influential books I ever wrote. It'll stir you. And with it, we've printed out on a beautiful card, 10 commitments of a Jesus revolutionary. So day by day, you can look at this and you can see exactly what steps you can take to be a world changer. Stand with us, be as generous as you can, and come on, let's move this revolution forward, a revolution of love and the truth of the gospel. 1-800-278-9978. We do need to hear from you. 1-800-278-9978. One more time. That's 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, when a worldwide Christian organization says it is redefining marriage, you understand we have not been sounding the alarm for nothing. Could it be a major evangelical Christian organization known worldwide is about to endorse same-sex marriage?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, from what we just heard from a caller, World Vision is not denying this now. World Vision is openly saying, yes, they have redefined marriage for their 40,000 employees. Yes, they are now saying that two men can, quote, marry, or two women can, quote, marry. This is not April 1st. It's not April Fool's. Plus, God forbid, I wouldn't do something like that about a Christian organization. World Vision. And we got this from anonymous sources. I sat on this for 2 weeks while I listened more, while I heard more, while I heard about the heart-wrenching discussions with evangelicals within World Vision saying, how can you do this? What are you doing? Yeah, redefining marriage. And then gay executives coming out saying, yeah, that's me. World Vision has taken a horrific step away from the gospel and has shown little understanding of the nature of marriage in God's sight and why this is so fundamentally important. And the notion that talking about gay marriage doesn't help a starving child. Well, let me say this, redefining marriage doesn't help a starving child, but it'll certainly hurt a lot because Christians are going to stop giving their... Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. As I said the first hour, let me say this again. By all means, don't stop giving, but redirect your giving. Once you contact World Vision, and once they confirm that, yes, in fact, this is their policy, and we understand this will be reported on the news through Christianity Today as of tomorrow. That's what I've been told by anonymous sources. And we've let the cat out of the bag. As far as I know, this is something that we were the first to announce. We've announced it on national radio now. We've announced it worldwide through internet and social media and other means. Don't stop giving. And in fact, if you haven't been giving to help the poor and needy, now's a great time to do it. But there are other fine organizations to give to. Samaritan's Purse, run by Franklin Graham. I've spoken to folks on the front lines of that ministry, and they go into real hell holes to bring the food and care for the poor and the needy. And organizations like Food for the Hungry and Compassion International. And then your own church may have a connection. Our own organization, Fire International, we do a lot of compassionate work with our missionaries in different parts of the world. But there are large organizations and small that you can give to. So please don't stop giving. But friends, this is the time for us to stand up and speak the truth. We have been telling you things like this would be coming. And I've wondered about some of World Vision's biblical understanding for some years now because of a very, very wrong stance they've taken with regard to Israel, because the demonizing of Israel, because of a buying wholesale of an anti-Israel narrative. That always concerns me about an organization, a group, or a minister. But honestly, the last thing in my mind was that they were now going to redefine marriage, which you can't redefine in God's sight. 866-34-TRUTH. If you're giving to World Vision, how does this affect you? Let's go to Adam in Staten Island, New York. Thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you, but grieved.
You know what really gets me a little bit upset here? This past Friday, and I don't know if you know this, World Vision sponsored a concert along with Star 99.1 in Newark, New Jersey, you know, for Casting Crowns, Christian concert. And me and my wife went. You know, I'm a new Christian.
All right, so tell you what, stay right there, Adam. Let's come back to this on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Talk about betrayal. Talk about saying we're Christian, we're evangelical, we're standing for Jesus, and then violating one of the most fundamental things in Scripture, namely family, namely marriage, as God intended it, a man and a woman coming together as one. Talk about selling out. From everything I understand, that is exactly what World Vision has done. Richard Stearns, I'm sure you've done a tremendous amount of good leading World Vision, but I'm equally sure to the extent you're involved in this decision, you have done a tremendous amount of harm that one day you'll regret. Hopefully in this world so you can fix it. Otherwise, when you stand before God, though I don't mean you go to hell over it, I mean you'll live to regret it as something very wrong and damaging and harmful in God's sight. And by all means, if you feel you're being misrepresented, misunderstood, come on this broadcast and I'll let you share your viewpoint. 866-34-TRUTH. We're talking about World Vision redefining marriage, which you cannot do in God's sight, for their 40,000 employees, allegedly as the right thing to do. So, Adam in Staten Island, you said that you were just recently at a concert, Christian concert, sponsored by World Vision?
Yes, this past Friday.
Go ahead.
During the break, Casting Crowns came out and said that World Vision is here and had a couple of videos. And I'm telling you, Mike, you couldn't even sponsor a child. They had all these tables set up, but there were lines of people sponsoring children. So here they are, World Vision at a Christian concert, sponsoring a Christian concert. And me and my wife were really excited because we first, you know, we sponsored a child. We were really excited about it. And here we are 2 days, 3 days later, listening on the radio that now they're sponsoring gay marriage.
Yeah, and again, according to the reports I have, that they have said that they're doing it because it is the right thing to do. If it was a legal issue, they could then take this up with courts. They could protest it, you know, in the state of Washington, but there's no evidence whatsoever that they were required to do this. This is their own choice and allegedly the right thing to do. I've even heard reports that they figure that, you know, they've got an intolerant small bunch that will turn against them within the company or outside, within the organization or outside, and they'll just have to live with that. So sponsoring the kids is wonderful. And to the extent World Vision has been doing that, I absolutely commend them. But right now is the time to let them know that if they will not turn back from this course and not just say, hey, you know, we made a wrong decision and, you know, it's not pragmatic. No, to grieve and repent and say this was sin against God. If they're not doing that, then take that money and sponsor other kids with other organizations. Adam, we've posted other organizations on our Facebook page, tweeted it out, and put it on the line of fire. Friends, this is betrayal. This is betrayal. 866-34-TRUTH. Sandra in Jamestown, North Carolina, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. I wanted to comment. You had asked if anyone was supporting World Vision and if this made any difference. And I have had a child that I've been sponsoring in South Africa for the past couple of years through World Vision. And I really feel like this move on their part is pushing me to discontinue that sponsorship, which is really breaking my heart, and to redirect those funds elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the right thing to do. But contact them. Again, if you go to their website, there's contact info. And just let them know that you've heard the reports that they are redefining marriage within their organization and that you're urging them to repent of that decision. Otherwise, you'll give your money to others. So please continue to support the poor. Continue to help these children that are starving, that are impoverished, by all means. But there are, thankfully, many organizations that you can do the same thing with, and the money will go to help needy kids just the same. So it's
Absolutely.
A sad day, but it's the truth. It's where we live today. Hey, thank you for the call, Sandra. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you think we're overreacting? Do you think we say, well, who cares? I mean, after all, they're still feeding the poor. or if this is an ostensibly Christian organization, evangelical organization, look, Catholic Charities in several locations went out of business. They were a premier adoption agency. They went out of business in several locations. Why? Because they were not given a religious exemption. They were told you must place kids in same-sex homes. You must place kids in homes with two moms or two dads. And they said, well, we need a religious exemption because we can't do this. Happened in the UK, happened in Massachusetts. We need a religious exemption. We can't do this. They were not given a religious exemption, so they went out of business. Now, who does that hurt? It hurts everybody. Just give them a religious exemption. They're a fine organization. There are other organizations that same-sex couples can adopt through, but give Catholic Charities a religious exemption. No. No. Why? Because the voice of tolerance is utterly intolerant. The voice of inclusivity is utterly exclusive. The voice of diversity is basically my way or the highway. We had an organization, Caribou Coffee, a few years ago when they started to support the gay pride event in Charlotte. I wrote to them on behalf of the Coalition of Conscience, representing many churches and believers. And I said, look, why not stay neutral on the culture wars? We're not asking you to put Bibles out in your stores, but why not stay neutral in the culture wars? And they wrote back, said, no, it's important to us to support all of our constituents and so on. So that's why we're involved. So I wrote back and said, all right, we're going to have a pro-life, pro-family rally. It's going to celebrate marriage as God intended it, male-female marriage. It's going to celebrate the sanctity of life in the womb. It's going to celebrate teen abstinence. Would you sponsor our event as you sponsor the Gay Pride event? We've got Small Business of the Year in North Carolina. They're going to sponsor it and so on. Different ones are going to sponsor it. Will you sponsor it? And they wrote back and they said, no, because you work with so-and-so, which actually I didn't. It wasn't even the case. I had no formal working arrangement with the brother that they mentioned, nor was he involved with our event. But they said, because you work with so-and-so, we won't work with you because we're inclusive. What? What? You won't work with me because you're inclusive? You talk about Orwellian doublespeak. By the way, before I go back to your calls, very important announcement. Many of you are listening to me on your radios right now. You're driving in your car. You're listening on radio. As of next Monday, March 31st, I will not be on your radio station. Why? Now, this is going to affect about 10 different cities coming next week. Why? Because of insufficient listener support. We bent over backwards every way we knew how to pay these radio bills. We took funds from every other, I'd go out and speak and raise money from some other city to try to support the work in your city. And we simply have not had adequate listener support. And I believe it's a time of divine pruning. The blessing of God is on our ministry. We see more favor, grace, influence, impact than any other time in our history. At the same time, we cannot afford these bills. In fact, we are behind. And therefore, as much as the radio stations love us and want us on, we have to cut back. The goal is, as soon as the support base builds and we hear from more and more of you, to get back on in your city. And for all of you who are giving regularly, thank God your funds are being used to help us impact America, impact the nations, impact the lost sheep of the house of Israel 24/7. So keep giving. But if you want to know if your area is affected, I'll announce it right at the end of the week. But go to my website now. AskDrBrown.org, AskDrBrown.org. Click on latest blog, all right? And you will see a list of every city where we will be going off the air. Again, I hope it's temporary. We hope to be back on as soon as funds are there and the spot opens up again. Now, there are ways where you can keep listening. You don't have to miss the show. You can listen online. You can subscribe by podcast. Or there's even an app where you can listen on your cell phone as you drive and even get 2 whole hours. So we'll let you know how. We'll be posting all that information, emailing it, sending it out. But right now, you need to go to the website to find out if your area is affected. All right, let's go to Denton, Texas. Grace, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi. I was listening to your radio station and, well, it's not your radio station, but your program. And I did hear the announcement. And I've been giving to World Vision since about 1999. And giving them $23 a month, which is why I haven't been giving to you, because I don't have it. And it was at a First Baptist church, and then it was a Christian concert, and that's why I gave to them, because I thought I could trust them. Now, since then, I've been getting prompted to, you know, leave them and go with another organization that I knew was strictly Christian. I knew exactly where the funds were going and what's going on, but I really felt, well, no, because it was a Christian church. It was a Christian group, and they've got to be Christian, and I know they're Christian, so I didn't drop them. And I've been wanting to give to your ministry, and I haven't, so I can't afford it.
Yeah, well, Grace, let me encourage you to do this. Give to the poor first. Give to the needy first. So why not switch your funds over? Contact World Vision. Let them know what you're doing. And then switch your funds over to Samaritan's Purse for Compassion International. All right?
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire broadcast, 866-34-TRUTH. I want to play a clip for you, and this is Ty Cobb with the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, which, of course, is not concerned with my rights as a follower of Jesus and is never campaigning, to my knowledge, for, say, the rights of women in oppressed Muslim countries or rights of the poor under some communist dictatorship, say, in North Korea, rather just for LGBT rights. So better to put that in your name, the Homosexual Rights Campaign. But this is their 2014 Equality Convention. It's the Exportation of Hate panel. And this is Ty Cobb introducing the panel and explaining what's happening around the world. Clip number 8.
Individuals we fought battles against here on our own soil for so long have been spending more time abroad. There's a growing American industry of Americans exporting hate. And dozens of Americans and dozens of American-based organizations are becoming part of that industry.
Ah, and Joey, get clip number 9 ready next. So, and this again will be Ty Cobb. So, with the Human Rights Campaign. exporting hate around the world. Huh? So it's these Christian organizations. Now I'm guilty of being one of them, going down to Peru and speaking to congressional leaders and university chancellors on March 13th, I am now one of the bad guys. We are exporting hate around the world. Let's just listen to one more clip, and then I want to set the record straight on this. Clip number 9.
There are people who say, sure, these countries may have always been unfriendly towards gays or people who stray from the norm, if you will, whatever norm it is they're referring to. And it wasn't until some of these evangelical groups and others from the West were coming in with the propaganda about the youth and, you know, fear-mongering that things took a turn for the worse. And that even some of the laws criminalizing same-sex relationships come from colonial pasts.
Ah, all right. Now, let's first understand that gay activists are active in countries around the world, that gay activists are pushing what they feel is a right agenda, a matter of, quote, equality and tolerance. They're pushing that around the world. So that's okay. That's okay for gay activist organizations to do that. That's okay for them to lobby through the media and lobby through legislation and lobby through social media and lobby through business pressure and all of that. That's fine. And it's fine for President Obama and Hillary Clinton and others to lecture other nations and tell them, well, you need to change this policy and this is wrong and this is wrong and have an outcry against it. That's fine. But if we go and say, hey, we don't want to incite hatred towards anyone, as I told congressional leaders and university chancellors and students in Peru, we're not here to incite hatred against anyone. We're not here to demonize a group. It could be that you have friends, family members, coworkers who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and they may be some of the finest people you know in many, many respects. We're not here to incite hatred against them, nor are we here to call for criminalizing of their practice. We're simply here to tell you, as I shared in Peru, the consequences of homosexual activism in America, what we've learned, what we've seen, where it goes, how it affects children's education, how it affects the larger definition of marriage, how it affects freedom of speech, religion, conscience. We simply want you to see what we have learned, what's happened. We want you to see the attack on gender and gender definition and on and on. That's what we said. Very, very simple. That's not exporting hate. Now, where there are concerns about violence against those who are known to be or declare themselves to be same-sex attracted, I renounce that. I utterly renounce that. Always do, always have. Where and I'm about to address some further aspects of the Uganda bill as well. I haven't made an official statement yet, but about to address some things about that more. But I want to reiterate that in the country where, say, in South Africa, where some lesbian woman could be raped or gang raped because they're going to cure her of her lesbianism, that's horrific. That is utterly deplorable. That is sick, and that is wrong, and that is ugly. And in a country like Uganda, where as a result of the passage of the bill or discussion about the anti-homosexuality bill, there are witch hunts against homosexuals. They're going to start publishing in newspapers and outing different homosexuals or even physically attacking. I stand against that. But we are exporting truth spoken in love for the good of a society. So why is it fine for gay activist organizations with massive funding and a lot of business backing and media backing and often government backing to send their message around the world, but we simply say, hey, here's what scripture teaches or here the implications of what we're doing. Now we're guilty, we're evil, we're exporting hate. Extraordinary double standard, but not a surprise at all. I was going to go to Delaware, Ohio, but I'm actually not going to. You say, what do I do? Man, this is frustrating. This gets me upset. What do I do? Well, with World Vision, you contact them immediately. If you've not heard, and from what we've been told, they are not denying these reports now. They have redefined marriage. They have now said that a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman. They have now made that official policy. And from what I've been told by anonymous sources, it's not just based on, well, you know, federal law or state law or, you know, that it's based on, well, it's the right thing to do. God help World Vision. What do you do there? Well, that's simple. You contact them in a Christian spirit. You say, I've been supporting your organization, but I can no longer do it because I was doing this as a Christian organization, and this is departing from a fundamental Christian value. But don't stop giving. Take your money. All right, don't take that money you were giving to World Vision and send it to me to help with this radio broadcast. No, don't do that. All right, you have extra funds to help with our radio broadcast. Great. But you're helping the poor. You're helping the needy. You take that money and give it to another organization, to Samaritan's Purse or Fruit for the Hungry or Compassion International or Fire International and designate it for help for the poor, for needy children, etc. But you say, what do I do? I want to send you my book, Revolution. It's the Jesus call that changed the world. You'll read it. It'll fire you up. It'll ignite you. It'll give you passion and vision. And with it, we're including beautifully printed cards, 10 commitments of a Jesus revolutionary. 10 things that you can do every day to overcome evil with good, to overcome hatred with love, to overcome error with truth. Practical steps that everyone, whoever you are, however old or new in the Lord you are, every one of us can take. I want to send this as a resource to help forward Jesus' revolution in our day, because we have to have it. We have to have radical, sweeping, dramatic change. If you didn't believe me a month ago or a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, please believe me now. It is time. Your gift of any size, I want to encourage you to be generous, to stand with us, and to say, hey, Mike, I believe in what you're doing, and I want to stand with you so we can make a difference together. And I'll send you the book and the card, 10 Commitments of a Jesus Revolutionary, together. Call right now to stand with us. This is available by phone only, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. We will be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I've watched it now for a number of years, that churches, that denominations that will get on the wrong side of the Israel issue and will demonize Israel and will not recognize the larger issue. As my friend Dan Juster says, in the Middle East, the macro justice along with the micro justice issues between Israel and the Palestinians, when they get on the wrong side of that and become anti-Israel or minimize Jewish suffering or minimize the terror threat, when they do that, I've also noticed that they tend to be wrong on social issues as well, or those that are wrong on the social issues are wrong on this. Now, it's not universal. I know many of you say, well, this is an exception, that's an exception, but I've seen it. They'll be on the wrong side of marriage, and they'll adopt the gay activist narrative that we can redefine marriage, and it's just any two people. And they'll be on the wrong side of abortion, pro-life issues. Sadly, word is now out because we have released it, and we've been told World Vision is not denying it, that this organization, which has really been on the wrong side of the Israel issue for years, actually, and I've got, oh, maybe I'll get into some of these things where World Vision has really shown a strong anti-Israel bias. They've been on the wrong side of that for some time now. Switched their policy back in 1982, from what I've read, when Israel invaded Lebanon. And then it's been ongoing, many, many quotes over the last 10, 12 years, where they are really profoundly against, well, questioning Christian support of Israel in certain ways. They're saying, well, Israel doesn't need our help because they're a prosperous nation, so we're helping the Palestinians, we're not helping Israel. And on and on and on. tell you what, I don't want to get into too many details there, but been on the wrong side of that for years. They have now announced that they are redefining marriage. This is a Christian organization, redefining marriage. I've repeated it through the broadcast for those tuning in at different times and saying that two men can marry, two women can marry. They're telling their employees, according to anonymous sources who were involved with conference calls and information, they're telling their employees, well, if you have a gay live-in lover, that's no good. So you'll need to marry that person, and then you'd have full benefits as a married couple. We've been told that gay executives are coming out and saying, yep, that's us. And even scorning the concerns of the evangelical Christian and committed Christian employees who say, well, we can't accept this. We can't work with this. I want to play some clips regarding Hobby Lobby in a moment, because their case is coming before the Supreme Court. But the most distressing thing of all is that we have been told, again by anonymous sources, that World Vision is saying they are not just doing this. They are not just doing this because of federal law or state law. They are doing it because, quote, this is right. If you're currently giving to World Vision, I strongly encourage you to contact them immediately to say if this is true, that you cannot give them your money in good conscience. And then don't stop supporting the poor and the needy. By all means, don't stop doing that, but give your money instead to Samaritan's Purse or Compassion International, Food for the Hungry, or another Christian ministry. And there are many that are helping poor, starving, needy children around the world. World Vision has done so much good for so many people. It has been used by God to touch so many lives in such significant ways. It has truly been an extension of the mercy and goodness of God in helping the suffering. This is just an atrocious move on their part. We'll be right back.
God of light, hear our cry, send God by. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire broadcast, 866-34-TRUTH. I want to talk to you about a major court case with Professor Mike Adams. He was unable to join us on the air because of the intensity of his schedule and the intensity of the case that he's just been through. But he is a criminology professor at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. And North Carolina jury has ruled, a jury in federal court ruled that the University of North Carolina, Wilmington violated his free speech rights when it denied his application for promotion to full professor. This is a real eye-opener. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, to the phones, Francisco in Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Yes, sir. I got a comment on the those guys that they said Christian organizations bring hatred to them. I disagree with them, and at the same time, I don't admire what they do. I just admire what the courage that they have to infiltrate the government agencies, school system, and the churches and everything. And maybe because I'm blaming everything that's happening right now at the church. Because instead of concentrating on those issues, they concentrated on their own congregations and their own affiliation with the church. And stuff like this, they put everything on the side, abortion, homosexual things, and other stuff. And that's why they're gaining they can ground, because they know that the church, they're not going to do anything at all about them. They don't care. Basically, they don't care.
You know, Francisco, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. On the one hand, some Christians, especially white evangelical Christians, put a lot of their social action into voting Republican, and gospel issues got very politicized, and we thought if we can just vote for the right candidates or get the right people in the Supreme Court, then we can bring about some kind of social or moral change. Well, voting's important, and who's on the court, that's important, but the way change comes is by us being touched by God and then going and touching others. Us being changed, and we bring about change. And Francisco, it's amazing how many churches, how many leaders just don't want to talk about these issues.
You could go
to a gospel preaching church for a year and never hear a word about abortion, or never find out what you can do as a believer to fight for the lives of the unborn. You could go there a whole year and not hear anything about standing against gay activism or even having compassionate outreach to those who are struggling with same-sex attraction. You could go for a whole year and not hear about other key social issues. Well, obviously, the main thing every week is not going to be to preach social issues, but how in the world can we preach the gospel and live in this world without touching on these issues? And, you know, look, even epidemics like pornography in the midst of the church, or rampant no-fault divorce in the midst of the church, a lot of these issues we're afraid to address. So, sir, you're 100% right. Jesus said in Matthew 6, in a different context, if the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Yes, I put the blame for America's social decline at our feet, the feet of the church. Right Wing Watch, GLAAD, Truth Wins Out. How about quoting me on that? Joe My God website. How about quoting me on that? I put the blame for social and moral decline in America at the feet of the church. The reason America is messed up is because the church is messed up. The reason the church is messed up is because many of the leaders are messed up. And I say that as a leader in the body. How about quoting me on that? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's listen to Vice President Joe Biden addressing the Human Rights Campaign at their equality dinner. Again, equality goes one way when you're in the Human Rights Campaign. And obviously, it's absolutely not the way of full rights, equal rights for those who disagree with the goals of gay activism. Let's listen to Vice President Biden.
But as far as we still need to go, the rest of the world has so much further to go. They're looking to us as an example, as a champion of LGBT rights everywhere. But ladies and gentlemen, the world, God willing, is beginning to change. To paraphrase Pope Francis, of all things. But think about this. Think about what he said. One sentence he uttered. To paraphrase him, who are we to judge? Who are they to judge you or me?
All right. So, Vice President Biden, first you're saying we should export gay activism to the nations. But the HRC is telling us that when we export the message of the gospel and family values to these nations, we're exporting hate. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it. Isn't that striking? We shouldn't do it, but the gay activist organizations absolutely should, and America should. Fascinating double standard, isn't it? You say, well, that's because they're on the right side. You say that's because they're doing the right thing. So then the issue is not what's being exported, but whether it's right or not. Well, then let's have that debate. Also, isn't it fascinating that you can judge me when I say, God intended a man to be with a woman. Oh, now I'm hateful homophobic. When I say, you don't want a six-year-old boy using a girl's bathroom because he thinks he's a girl. Oh, now I'm transphobic. And on and on and on it goes. So it's so interesting that you can judge me, but I'm not supposed to judge you. How about judging what's right? How about judging what's best for society? And also, Pope Francis was not talking about practicing homosexuality. He was talking about an individual that's same-sex attracted. We're not going to judge them if they're trying to find God or they're trying to live as a devout Catholic. We're not judging them for being same-sex attracted. He was not legitimizing homosexual behavior. As Dr. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League pointed out in the first hour, 866-34-TRUTH. I just want to play a couple clips regarding Hobby Lobby, all right? And now World Vision is a Christian organization. They're not a secular business. They're a Christian organization. And if federal law was going to come against them or state law come against them in Washington and say, you must now embrace same-sex marriage, you must have same-sex employee benefits for same-sex couples in your company, they could have easily fought it. And they would have had Christian leaders from around the world standing with them. Instead, they now redefine marriage. They've made it company policy. I've heard, don't know if it's accurate or not, I've heard they weren't even going to announce it to donors because they want to turn people off. But then they've ultimately said it's the right thing to do, redefining marriage. God help the leadership of World Vision. God help them to repent and turn their hearts to Him. They have so much good to do for so many people, and they are undermining themselves in the process. To say it's the right thing? If there was compulsion, well, then you fight it. But there's no compulsion. This is a freely made choice. It is political correctness and liberal Christianity gone amok. Let's listen to clip number 14. This is a question for Hobby Lobby in terms of their rights as a business.
How do you respond, though, to the government's argument, essentially, that corporations do not have religious beliefs? This isn't an order of nuns. This isn't a religious organization per se. It's a for-profit company that doesn't engage in a religious mission. It may be the mission of the families personally, but the corporations themselves can't say and act as a person that they have religious beliefs.
All right. So that's a fair question that's being asked. And this was Fox News regarding Hobby Lobby's case going to the Supreme Court. This is Laura Windham, senior counsel for the Beckett Fund, clip number 15. This is her reply.
We believe that Americans don't give up their religious freedom just because they open a family business. What the Supreme Court has said in other contexts, like the speech context, is that we don't look at the person, the entity. We look at the religious exercise. This is unquestionably a religious exercise, refusing to pay for something that could take a human life. And so the question here is not whether it's the Green family or the corporation, both of whom are part of this case. The question is this a sincere religious exercise? And the answer to that is yes. So it ought to be protected.
All right, she's going to continue with her answer, clip number 16. Laura Windham, senior counsel for the Beckett Fund. Again, Hobby Lobby objecting to regulations of Obamacare that would force them to violate their Christian beliefs. Clip 16.
Hobby Lobby's employees are free to make their own decisions, just as they always have, but they have a constitutional right to access contraception, and nothing about this case is going to change that. The simple question is this going to be paid for and covered by Hobby Lobby and the Green family, or is this something that the employees are responsible for on their own?
Yep, that's the question.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Look at this. I was told that World Vision policy was being announced by Christianity Today tomorrow, so I decided to get the word out today. Oh, it's been announced today. It's out on Christianity Today. Where they have officially said, yes, they are doing this. They hope to dodge the division currently, quote, tearing churches apart over same-sex relationship by saying it's a parachurch organization. They defer to churches on theological issues and focus instead on uniting Christians around serving the poor. You're not going to unite Christians around serving the poor, sir? By mocking the deep beliefs of Christians and fundamental standards of Christians and endorsing something that in God's sight is ugly and wrong. You don't unite Christians around that. And make no mistake about it, just standing up for what's right could cost you. So before I go to your phone calls about World Vision 866-34-TRUTH, Mike Adams, professor of criminology at University of North Carolina, Wilmington, was denied application for promotion to full professor, and he was convinced that all these rule changes, different things, he was convinced it was because of his columns at townhall.com and because of his speeches exposing widespread leftist abuses within colleges and universities. The ACLJ, together with the Alliance Defending Freedom, represented him, and a federal court has found that the University of North Carolina did, in fact, violate his rights. Wow. It's quite extraordinary. There's going to be opposition. You stand up for what's right. You speak against the system. There will be opposition. Count on it. Count on it. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Karen in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire. Hello, Karen, are you there? Guess not. Let's go to Irene in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Oh, thank you for being there. God, I praise the Lord that you're there, because I've had this talk for years with the churches, and I was always demeaned because we're not supposed to. God is in charge. Well, God says we are salt and light. If you lose your saltiness, basically it's saying, what good are you? Don't hide your light under a bushel. Everywhere in Scripture it states this. It's sad. The ACLJ is out there fighting, and I've had to argue that point for years with people. And as you said, when they fight the case, this is America. This is not a communism, Russia, and that's how most people think. And Christians think they're not supposed to be dealing with political issues. God said you're put in this world for a reason. And I my heart is beating a million miles an hour because no one's listening. And thank God for you. You give me, you know, God's peace. And I really appreciate it. It's really sad where we are. And this is why we're where we are. So please keep talking. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, Irene, you are very welcome. And thank you so much for the call. Listen, our mission is not primarily political. Our mission is to be Jesus people in the world. So
right.
How do we raise our kids? How do we live our lives? How do we conduct ourselves in the place of business? And on, this is just part of what we do as believers. Yes, we are here to win the lost, but when the lost get saved, how do they live? When we make a disciple, what does that disciple look like? If we lived in the days of slavery, should we have done something about slavery? With the ongoing slaughter of the unborn, should we do something about that? We have grads from our school, and they are actively working against human trafficking. Kids sold into sex slavery. Well, shouldn't we be doing that as believers? If the only thing we should be doing is winning the lost, then why are we feeding the poor? And why are we feeding the hungry? And why are we doing humanitarian work when there are earthquakes and typhoons? Because that's what we do as followers of Jesus. So,
yeah.
Of course, this is what we must do. Irene, it's unpopular. Many people don't want to hear it. Many people, it upsets our apple cart. They think it's not spiritual. Of course, it's being spiritual in this world. Marriage is spiritual. Family is spiritual. Kids are spirit. You know, family life, this is all spiritual. This is part of what we do. We must, Irene, by God's grace, we're not going to stop speaking. Let me just say this. Because of lack of listener support in a number of cities, you will not be hearing us on the air come this Monday. All right? We've been sharing this for some days now. We are listener supported. We sought to stretch every way that we knew how to pay for radio bills when listeners in different cities were unable to do that. In fact, we fell way behind trying to do that. We're confident that it's God's will for this broadcast to blanket America. We're in a time of wonderful ministry expansion, but there has not been adequate listener support in a number of cities. So come this coming Monday, some of you listening to me on radio right now will not be able to listen on radio. However, you'll be able to listen online, or you'll be able to listen while driving in your car with a cell phone app. In fact, you'll be able to get 2 full hours on a cell phone app. If you only got a half hour, an hour before, you can get 2 full hours of the show. But you need to know which cities this is, and then you need to help us so as soon as we have adequate support, we can go back on as soon as the spots open up for us. So go to my website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, all right? This is effective as of this coming Monday. There will be changes. Go to askdrbrown.org, click on latest blog to see if your city is affected. If so, be waiting for the announcements so that you can know exactly how you can keep listening online. And then once more, as funds come in, we will be getting back on these stations by God's grace and help. And we are not backing down. We are speaking up and speaking out all the more. To make this very plain, we want to make a difference. We're not here just to say things are wrong. We want to make a difference, and together we can. I've got 2 resources I want to get in your hands. My book, Revolution, The Jesus Call to Change the World. Boy, when you read this, it'll shake you. It'll stir you. It'll give you vision, passion, and guidelines for how to make a difference. And then we've got a card that you can put in your Bible or put in the book. 10 commitments of a Jesus revolutionary. How we fight these battles spiritually. How people are not our enemies. How we overcome evil with good. 10 steps everybody can take, practical and clear. We'll put it in the book. It's my gift to you as you stand with us today. Be generous if you appreciate the work we're doing. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. I want to send you the Revolution book together with 10 Commitments of a Jesus Revolutionary as my thank you gift for your generous support. My bottom line today, don't panic. Don't pull your hair out. Worship God. Turn to Him and do what's right. God wants you to make a difference in the world in which you live.